Can you explain to what extent you've weighed and measured? I mean, would you put fish in a sauce on scales? Tell me what it's been like in some detail.
I or my wife would weigh and measure absolutely everything. If I make sandwiches, I weigh the bread. In the early days, carbohydrate values were not written on the back of a packet as they are now. It's been a great improvement for diabetics to have the nutritional information on packets, particularly the carbohydrate values. You know, it tells you a slice of bread is 15 grams of carbohydrate on a, or thereabouts on a loaf of bread nowadays. But I don't with slices of bread nowadays. I read it off the packet. But with anything else, potatoes or anything else, I weigh the food. With sauces, I avoid sauces wherever possible. Very often it says on the packet of food that the carbohydrate value is such and such. But I think personally that quite often these are, well, not quite often, but sometimes these are wrong, because you end up with massively high blood sugar after eating something you shouldn't have had massively high blood sugar afterwards. And so all you do is avoid them if you think they're different than they actually are, or eat less.
But some things are obviously quite easy to weigh, like potatoes and bread, but other foodstuffs are surely much harder to weigh.
They certainly are. Anything containing thickeners is very difficult unless you make it from first principles. If you're making soup, for example, you can weigh how much flour you put in and how much vegetables you put in and everything else you put in, and you can calculate the carbohydrate value or follow a diabetic recipe. But as a chef, I'm not a chef, but as a cook, I should say, or my wife also does not believe in following recipes. So it makes life a bit more difficult. So if you want, you know, it's prepared foods that are difficult things. But the real turning point is when carbohydrate values appears on packets nowadays. If you want to buy a Madras curry from Sainsbury's, it will tell you how much carbohydrate that Madras curry has on the back of it.
Can you remember when values started to appear on packaging?
The first time I saw them was when I went to the United States, and I thought, this is a good idea.
When was that?
Oh, I don't remember the year exactly, probably about 1981, something like that. I saw it in the States, and it came in here very soon afterwards. But it had been in the United States for some time then. I think it was 82 the first time I actually saw that in the USA. I would say it came in the mid-80s, something like that.